Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Fan Hotline is brought to you by workers' compensation law firm of Hall & Capitas, joining us now on the workers' compensation law firm Hall & Capitas. Fan Hotline is Sage Karam, who is an IndyCar driver. He's actually from Pennsylvania, and he is getting back, I guess, to his roots in some ways and going to be making a debut driving a NASCAR. Is that a fair summary of what's going on, Sage?
Yeah, it is. It's something completely new for me. You know, it's a completely new challenge. Like you said, I basically grew up an open wheel, so going over to the NASCAR Xfinity Series with Jordan Anderson Racing and Montage Mountain Resorts on the side of the car, another PA company there. So, you know, really looking forward to it.
What, you know, I guess, you know, we could start with the fact that you have been an IndyCar driver, right, for most of your career or all of your career, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've done 8 Indy 500s, and then in that time I've kind of dabbled in some sports car and rallycross racing, but never anything stock car.
For those of us, and I'm sure there are a number of people out there, listeners, who aren't car aficionados, well, like my producer's a big-time NASCAR guy, but most people, you know, even if they watch races, don't quite understand the difference. What could you say is the difference between IndyCar racing and NASCAR racing for the just sort of casual fan?
I think the biggest thing is, you know, an IndyCar is much lighter, so they go a bit quicker, and they have the wings on them and stuff, so they have more downforce, more grip. You know, so the NASCAR is a bit heavier of a car, which requires, you know, to drive it in a different way, and the tires wear a bit more, the braking capability is not as good, but it's each series has its own fun, you know, and it takes a different driving style for both. So that's going to be the hardest thing for me, is just kind of transitioning out of maybe some habits I have that are good in an Indy car but not so good in a stock car. And you know, I just got to learn and do well of figuring it out quickly.
So, you know, the obvious question that people probably wonder, why make this transition now? I mean, you've had a couple of top 10 finishes in the IndyCar series, and, you know, you're an experienced driver there. Why try and make this jump at this point in your career?
You know, I think as a racer, I just want to race as many different types of cars and tracks as I possibly can, and this opportunity came up. Couple weeks ago we got talking about it, and seemed like a really great opportunity. You know, Jordan Anderson has a great program that he's got running over there, and produces a really good race car and has some good results this year. And you know, when the opportunity came about, you know, I just really wanted to give it a shot. So it's definitely something that I'm going into with just wanting to produce the best result possible, and hopefully it will lead to some more races down the road. You know, I obviously love IndyCar racing, and I love NASCAR racing. Like I said before, I'm just a racer and just want to drive everything I can.
Sage, will you continue to try and do some stuff with the IndyCar, or are you really fully focused on trying to be a NASCAR, you know, full-time NASCAR driver?
Yeah, I mean, well, right now this is my only race I have on my schedule for the remaining, you know, 21 years, so my full focus is to do the best job I can at this next race at Indianapolis. So we'll see what the future holds. Obviously, I think one of my biggest, it was my biggest goal growing up as a kid, was to win the Indianapolis 500. So that's still my biggest goal. I want to do that. But I want to be racing full time, and I want to be racing on a weekend basis. And if that means, you know, me making a transition over to NASCAR, then, you know, I would welcome that challenge for sure. And you know, I think I would have a lot of fun, and I would really like it. So, you know, this is definitely the first step in that direction.
You know, I'm reading your bio here. You finished seventh, I think, in the Indianapolis 500, if I'm reading this right. So, you've had a number of starts there at that track. So, where better for you to make your NASCAR debut than the Indianapolis Motor Speedway road course?
Yeah, I mean, it was a great month of May for me this year with John Reinbold Racing. Started 31st, finished 7th, and that's my best result at the Speedway for sure. So, you know, Indy's always got a special place in my heart. It's got a special place in everybody's heart that race is there. So it's, you know, every time I go there, I always want to do well. And if you do well at Indy, it can definitely be a big statement maker for your career. So, you know, making my debut in the Xfinity Series at Indianapolis is just, it almost feels like going home, because I call that track like a second home.
Is that your favorite track to race on, or are there some other tracks that you really enjoy?
Yeah, I mean, the road course for sure is one of my favorite road courses that I've gotten the pleasure of driving around. The oval, of course, I think is everybody's favorite oval just because of how special it is and you know, what it could do for your life if you win the Indianapolis 500. So I think for sure it's definitely one of my top favorite road courses. I think that definitely plays into my hand a little bit, you know, with having so much stuff I need to learn. You know, I think just actually enjoying the track that I'm driving, you know, makes it that much better just going there and you know, figuring this car out.
Yeah, that's the key now. When you drive this car, obviously you're going to have a lot of test runs and everything else. Is it really a situation of where you've got to get to the actual race before you kind of figure out how the car is going to handle and all that stuff? Is that a big part of making this transition?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be doing some work before I actually get to Indy. So I'll do some simulator work down in Charlotte, and, you know, I'm going to go meet the team and do a seat fit, stuff like that, just to prepare before I actually get to the event. And then I think we only have one 50-minute practice session before we qualify and then race. So there's not a lot of time for me to figure it out once I get there. So I'm definitely going to have to, you know, fast track my learning for sure. And you know, just kind of hope that I can pick up on it quite quickly. So we'll see how it goes. Obviously, I don't really know what to expect until I think I start turning laps and, you know, I'm getting comfortable with it. But, you know, the goal is to get up to speed as quickly as I can and hopefully qualify decent. And then as the race goes on, it's a pretty long race. So I feel like I'll be able to learn as the race goes on, and then hopefully, you know, second half of the race for that last bit, you know, just be in a good position where I can actually then attack and you know, mix it up with the guys up at the front.
Based on how you are able to, you know, finish in this race and whatnot, is it possible there could be some other races this year you'd be interested in jumping into, or is this really going to be it until next year?
Yeah, I think the team has, you know, kind of shown that there could be an interest in doing a couple more races. But I think for sure this is the focus. It's just seeing how well this race goes. So, as you know, as much as it's a learning experience, it's also, you know, like a tryout as well. You know, I mean, you don't want to go in there and, you know, the last thing you want to do is go in there and crash the car, right? So, you know, I'm just thinking and trying to do the best job I can possible. And sorry, my dogs are quite crazy, but I just want to do the best job possible, whether that's bringing the car home in a respectable position or, you know, finishing really high up, you know. But I think for me, I don't really know what the expectation is because I've never drove anything like this before, so you know, that takes a little bit of the pressure off. But I feel like any pressure I do have is self-inflicted pressure. You know, it's just me being a competitor and wanting to do a really good job.
Sage, we're talking with Sage Karam, a racer who is actually he's going to make a transition from IndyCar to NASCAR and make his debut in a few weeks. He's a PA guy from, what is that, Nazareth, PA? That's what, Northwest, Northeast, PA, above Philly, sort of? Is that where that is?
Yeah, it's like right by Allentown and Bethlehem.
Right. What, you know, did you grow up in a racing family, or how did you get into, you know, how did you get the bug to want to be a racer?
Yeah, so Nazareth is actually home of the Andretti's as well. So Mario Andretti, Michael Andretti, both lived in Nazareth when I was a little kid, and my dad was really good friends with Michael Andretti and was his fitness trainer when he was racing professionally. So, you know, I spent a lot of nights, a lot of days up at the Andretti household and just kind of being around them. Got my interest at a young age started, and then I ended up go-karting at a very early age and just kind of stuck with it, went through the ranks. And, you know, now one of my best friends is Marco Andretti. He was my best man at my wedding a couple weeks ago. And, you know, so the Andretti's were definitely a big influence in me starting my racing career.
I know you mentioned some of your favorite tracks, but I know we do have a number of tracks right around here in the Pittsburgh area. Have you raced on any of the tracks we have here?
There was a go-kart track in the Pittsburgh area that I raced when I was a little kid. It was called Beaver Run. Used to run there quite a bit. But as far as anything else, I don't think so. The only other place really in Pennsylvania that I've raced, you know, professionally would have been Pocono.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, that's obviously a pretty famous speedway as well. When you drive, you know, when you drive in NASCAR, you know, I watch races and things of the such. How fast is your top speed in the car that you're going to be driving, and how does that relate to some of the other cars you're going to be facing?
Yeah, so in the NASCAR Xfinity Series, I would believe it's on a road course, probably 140-150, maybe 160 mile an hour, you know, but in an Indy car around that track, it's maybe 180. So there definitely is a little bit of a speed difference. The biggest speed difference between the two cars comes in the corners. You know, the Indy cars just produce a lot more grip, you know, a lot more downforce, so they're able to corner a lot quicker, and that's where the lap time comes. So that's going to be like one of the biggest things I'm going to have to learn is, you know, how to handle this car around the corners, not having the grip that I'm used to. So that'll be a big thing for me to figure out, and also the braking capability of the car. But at the ovals, you know, I think the NASCARs go around 200 to 205, and you know the Indy cars are about 230. So it's still a little bit of a speed difference. But you know, as a racer, I think you don't really feel those speed differences as a big thing that you need to really learn on it. You know, it's 230 miles an hour. It all kind of feels the same when you're going over 200.
Yeah, I was gonna say 200. Or 210 or 220, I imagine that it probably feels very similar.
Yeah, it feels fast.
Well, and it's funny because, you know, a guy like you that does that, when you get in a car, even if you're on a highway and you're going 70, it's got to feel like you're standing still.
Well, yeah, so like when we come down pit lane, it's like 60 miles an hour pit speed limit, and it feels like you're driving 10 miles an hour, but in reality, that's like how fast you drive on a highway to work, you know? So it's strange.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, it's one, I did one time I was at Lowe's Motor Speedway. I did the Richard Petty driving experience. The one thing they said was you couldn't take the turns at Lowe's at less than about 75 miles an hour because your car would turn over. So that in and of itself is a little bit scary, and you guys have 45. I said after that, just doing that, you know, four laps with maybe seven or eight other cars on the road, and, you know, there was a driver for each car. I said at that point that NASCAR drivers are absolutely athletes. I mean, to do that for 4 hours with 40 other cars on the road, some within, you know, a couple of feet of you, you know, at different points in the race, the mental focus that it takes has got to be incredible.
Yeah, it's. I don't think a lot of people realize like what happens out there, and when you're going that fast and you're inches away from other cars, and you know, inches away from disaster, You got to make the right decisions, but then you also got to trust that the people around you are making the right decisions. And then on top of that, the races are long. So to stay that focused for that amount of time, you know, it gets really hot inside the cars. You know, it's about 130 degrees inside the car. So, you know, when you're getting fatigued physically and mentally, you still got to try and stay sharp, you know, and make the right decision. So it's definitely a challenge. And you know, it's definitely something I've kind of took my training to. I mean, obviously train physically, but I also been trying to train mentally as well. Just being ready for, you know, when situations get tough.
Well, I tell you, I think it's a pretty admirable what you know, driving a NASCAR to me, I think is an incredible thing, especially the way that you do it. So Sage, good luck. The race is August 14th. It's actually on NBC Sports. So, people can watch it. And I know you got to be excited.
I'm pumped up. I'm ready to go. I just got to, you know, quickly thank everybody who made it possible. Jordan Anderson Racing, Montage Mountain Resort, ISMI Springs, Scott White Career Institute, Pro Resources Staffing Solutions, and Shelby Park Marketing. I mean, all those guys worked really hard to get this deal done, and, you know, I'm ready to make the debut, and hopefully it's a good one.
Well, congratulations and good luck, and, you know, maybe we'll be able to talk to you again down the road sometime.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
All right. That's Sage Karam, a NASCAR racer, making his debut in, let's see, August 14th is about, what, two and a half weeks or something away. So check it out on NBC Sports. It is the Paul Zeiss Show. It's 93.7 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.